Hello and welcome, wherever you are in the world. Today we share the introductory presentation to our latest public talk. Every month, we explore a different aspect of the universal wisdom through a series of weekly webinars on Zoom. For more information about our events, follow the links in the written description below. We hope that our podcast will provide you with food for thought, inspiration for new questions, and impulses in your research for new answers.
In today's talk, from knowledge to wisdom, we will be talking about what is knowledge, what is wisdom, and the necessary transition from knowledge to wisdom. Knowledge is understood as facts or information acquired by a person by means of experience or education. Therefore, a theoretical understanding or a practice that is related to the reality of this world. All knowledge that we as humanity possess, or at least most of it, is confined by the limits of the human intellect and the sources from which we draw. We can add that no one is able to use 100% of the knowledge. Examples of the field to use knowledge are math, philosophy, technology, mechanics, agriculture, finance, physical education, and also interacting and socializing with others. Where no human being uses even the 50% of the power of our reason. However, we do recognize that the power of our reason has been very important for the evolution and development of humanity in many aspects of life. And at the same time, those aspects of life have helped our reason to develop in a symbiotic way. Wisdom is generally attributed to people who possess a lot of knowledge and who use this knowledge with sanity and prudence, good judgment. In this sense, wisdom develops over time from one's own experience and that of others, by observing and reflecting on life. People who act with common sense and in accordance with their abilities are also described as wise. The spiritual school of the Golden Rosicross adds that wisdom works through people who live in harmony with the whole creation, with the divine omnipresence, people who are guided by the highest reason within them. This highest reason is connected to the spirit through being linked with the spirit and its seven radiations, we can experience truth. We can say that real wisdom is a spiritual synonym for true love, for gnosis. Our consciousness uses our senses and can only perceive what is within the limits of our state of consciousness and our own approach to life. What is within the limit or what those senses can reach. It does not perceive the truth, truth with a capital T, as it is. We can state that we know nothing or do not know that much. It is important for us to understand that our egocentric consciousness has been trained for survival and self-maintenance, and our senses are the tools used for it. We are surrounded by dogmas and social paradigms that humanity has created, that we have created. It is also important for us to understand that we have been taught to be the way we are. The national Cuban poet José Martí wrote about this training that we receive the following. As soon as a baby is born, there are the doctors, religious people, teachers, philosophers, even the family members and all society in a rush to change his or her authentic connection with the truth. This development of the ego and the egocentric consciousness was necessary in order for the individual consciousness to advance and evolve. The role of the ego is to recognize and collaborate to get out of the labyrinth of egocentrism. Instead, our ego focuses on self-maintenance. However, within a society that reinforces this way of life, surrounds us with a low frequencies, throwing in addition a lot of information to us about everything. We also have our life set up in a way that we have no time to observe what is really necessary for us innately as humanity. And in this way, our intelligence is crystallized. Our consciousness is crystallized. It becomes obvious that we must transform our consciousness and make the transition from knowledge to wisdom with a new consciousness. Acting with sanity and prudence are not sufficient on their own to be the basis of this transformation, because our constant use of our knowledge for self-maintenance can cause sanity and prudence to crystallize as well. Wisdom must be able to work through us with complete autonomy and freedom. The fundamental source for this transition from knowledge to wisdom lies in our heart sanctuary. We call it the Spirit Spark. It is the greatest source of energy that we have as human beings, and it has the potential to transform and renew everything in us. In a previous talk, we define it as a golden compass that guides our path from within if we allow it. Regarding to this, Carl Jung, a famous 20th century Swiss psychoanalyst, wrote, "Your vision will be clear when you look inside your own heart. He or she who looks outside dreams. He or she who looks inside awakes." You can look inside your heart through silence, through a deep inner silence. That silence does not mean absence of noise, but instead means using our self-maintaining worldly knowledge as little as possible in order to allow the presence of the truth to irradiate us through the spirit spark within us. For this will be wise to use more of what we call time to this goal. The truth transforms everything within us with its light and energy. Through daily orientation to the truth, through this rose, this lotus flower, this philosopher's stone, mustard seed, or spirit spark within us, our consciousness can be transformed and able to receive the light, which is full of wisdom. In this way, the higher reason awakens in us, the great manas, and through a purified heart, the higher reason is touched by the spirit. Now the heart and the head are united and act together in a very creative way, in true wisdom. We would like to mention a text written in the 2nd century named Gnostic Gospel of the Pistis Sophia. Pistis means knowledge and Sophia means wisdom. So it is about the journey from knowledge to wisdom. Some translators say that it means from knowledge to wisdom with faith. This text talks about the faith that takes you to hope and then to love. So from faith, being touched by an active spirit spark within you, to hope, the journey of self-surrender to transform consciousness to spiritual consciousness and gain the highest reason. Then to love, experiencing the real divine love. With this triple armor, human beings can protect themselves from and of the dragon of egocentrism. How this is useful in a practical way? If we want to transform our consciousness to allow real love to work through us, then it helps to do everything we do on the basis of faith as understood through the touch of the spirit spark. That is your chill that will tell you to hope. The highest reason, that is your helmet. Then to love, the sword of the truth. In that way, you will make the truth the reality of your life, and that will allow you to go beyond the prison of your personal perceptions. That will allow you to proceed from knowledge to wisdom. This wisdom is to be used with love in the 21st century through the conflicts of our times. It is our responsibility to find out how to do this through first-hand experience.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you wish to support us in reaching more people, like our posts, rate us with 5 stars on iTunes, leave a positive comment where you can, or share our content on your social media.